There's this myth that to be an artist, you must struggle. I'm here to tell you that that's not true. This is a podcast for people who are looking to realign with their inspiration and intuition. We chat with industry professionals about everything from their spiritual experiences to the everyday practices that help them stay energetically and mentally in tune. My name is Madeline Corliss. I'm the creator of The Energy Studio. Welcome to The Energy Studio Podcast. Hey, my name is Madeline Corliss. I am the creator and founder of The Energy Studio. The Energy Studio focuses on mental and energetic wellness for creative professionals. I am a shamanic energy healer as well as a life coach, and I am also a performer in New York City. So I understand the life of the creative in just a slightly different way than I think most do. In addition to doing one-on-one sessions with my clients, I also offer this 9-week course called Unblock Your Creative Career. And this has become, I guess you could say, the flagship of the Energy Studio. Unblock Your Creative Career is a 9-week course that takes a holistic approach. So we're not just working on your branding package, we're working on everything, mind, body, soul, energetic level. It really is just this bundle of everything. We use energy healing, we use psychology, we use life coaching, we use industry knowledge. All of it comes together to create this course. I really believe that at a certain point, it's not about talent. If it were about talent, I know so many people who would be working right now. It is about other things happening in your life, other blocks that are keeping you from that success that you want. So we address all of that in the course, and we approach career success from the inside out, as opposed to who's gonna give me a job. It is just so freaking awesome to see the changes that have happened for my clients taking this course. And I could talk to you about it for days. I could talk to you about the ins and outs of it. Instead, I want to share my clients' stories with you. So I talked to a few of my clients about what their experience was, so you can hear it firsthand. I did not prompt them. I mean, I asked them questions, but I did not tell them what to say. I did not pay them. This was just out of the wonderfulness of their own heart. So give it a listen and see what all of this is about.
Well, my name is Clarissa, and I am an actor, singer, producer, musician in New York City. I have been living here for almost 3 years. The end of this month will be 3 years. That's crazy.
I love it. So my first question is, what or where were you emotionally, energetically in your life before doing Unblock Your Creative Career, and what made you want to take the course?
Yeah. So at the beginning of 2020, I had decided to immerse myself full in into the audition experience of auditioning musical theater in New York City. And it's crazy and nothing that I had prepared myself for as far as bringing my uniqueness and authenticity. And the more that I was auditioning, the more that I realized I had a major disconnect with that. And I didn't know how to fix it. I had been so conditioned in my life, self-inflicted, but also kind of what I had perceived others wanted from me was to do things right, to have the technique correct, to be checking all the boxes. That personality and uniqueness and like the you that you bring into the room is actually what gets you the job. And I couldn't figure that out. I could see it in other people, and I would take all these classes and get all this advice, and I could not access it within myself. It was a huge block for me and I knew it, but I just kept charging forward. Once the pandemic hit, it, you know, came to a standstill where it was like, okay, well, there's not much I can do. So I just kind of let those thoughts sit and didn't really do much about it until about the summer. Went back home for a couple months to be with family. And I started to see these things online about resistance and resistance within yourself. And a lot of the times that we feel blocked is sometimes coming from belief systems that we've gathered from professors or from parents or from others or peers, you know, all these different places that has ended up collecting within us that we lose our authenticity. So that became intriguing for me. Like, okay, I'm curious. So how do I unblock myself? How do I release this resistance? And still feeling like I don't know what I want anymore. What I was doing at the beginning of the pandemic wasn't fun. I went to all of these massive cattle call auditions and it wasn't fun. I lost direction of what I really wanted. And I was just so convinced that I needed to follow a formula. I needed to follow other people's journey because they made it, they did it. So obviously it worked for them. I need to do what they're doing. But it just didn't feel right. Then I, at the beginning of 2021, completely went down. And I was just in a really, really negative space and just in a point where I was ready to receive whatever was going to happen. And I was on Instagram and found one of Madeline's reels, and it was talking about listening to the universe and how the universe speaks in synchronicity. So I was intrigued. And as soon as I heard about the course, it just, something felt right. It felt different. This was kind of more what I was looking for. Something that, yes, was targeted towards actors and targeted towards performers, but had this spiritual aspect to it. It felt like that this was the time that I needed to do something. If I knew that if I kept doing what I was doing, things were just going to get even darker for me. And I didn't want that anymore.
What do you feel like you gained by taking the class?
Everything. Everything has changed for me. I've reclaimed my inner power, and I've gotten to know myself on a level that I never even thought possible. I really believe that I'm no longer a victim of my circumstances, but instead I'm a collaborator with the abundance and beauty of the universe rather than, you know, subject to the things that have happened to me in my life or the things that happen to me day by day, that it's a completely different perspective shift on, how much power I have within myself to not only change my circumstances, but view them in a different way. A lot of toxic belief systems that I had acquired had convinced myself that I was not special enough to be in this industry. And I don't believe that anymore. And I am so loving and understanding of that person, but also I'm not them anymore. I'm not a victim of my circumstances anymore. I'm also incredibly clear on my goals, both short-term and long-term. And that is something that is huge for me. I have a huge sense of where I want to be in my career, where I want to be in my life, where I want to be with my relationships. And that has been so revelatory for me, especially because having dreams that are so big that may seem so unrealistic right now seem totally possible. I can totally achieve them. And that is so freeing to me that I have the power within me to do anything that I want to do. Especially with being in this industry where there's a lot of things that you cannot control. It's also brought the fun back into it. It's brought the joy. It's brought the creativity. It's brought the reason why I got into it in the first place. The reason why it brings me so much joy. I'm also no longer scared of my authenticity. I think I was also scared to show who I really was to a lot of people, who I really am to a lot of people, because I was so out of love of myself. So having that love of myself come back has really made me embrace my authenticity and really excited to share it with other people, that I finally see the value that I bring as an artist, that my experiences and my worth in this industry is so beyond what I could ever imagine, and that I can touch the lives of others with my experiences and my truths, and being excited for others that are sharing their experiences and truths with others, and being supportive that we're all collaborating together rather than in competition.
I love all of that. I just want that like on a mural on my wall. All of these things. Since the course ended, so your round of the course ended almost 4 months ago, what has shifted in your life since completing the course?
Absolutely everything. I mean, just my entire perspective on myself as an artist and myself as a human. I feel so much more confident in going forward in my career, so much more confident in where I'm at in my life. For the first time in my life, I am content with myself as I am. That the way I am right now is absolutely perfect and exactly where I need to be. And that is a perspective that I really can never recall having. So that is a huge shift for me, that it's back to that surrendering the control, that where life puts us is nothing that we can't handle. And we have dreams and we have goals and we have all of the power within us to do it. And that is the most exciting thing in the world to me, that I have the capabilities to make my dreams come true, when before I felt like other people needed to make things come true for me. Other people had my life in their hands. And it's not that way anymore. It's other people are collaborators now. They're friends. They're people that are just like me. So it's so much more of a positive shift, so much more of a freeing shift, so much more of a, you know, when things fall apart, it's an opportunity for growth and change, not for a point of reverting and stepping back.
My last question is, if you were talking to somebody who just learned about the course or they're on the fence about taking the course, what would you share with them?
I would first share to diagnose where you're at right now in your life. Do you feel like that this is a point where a change needs to happen? Mm-hmm. If you feel like a change needs to happen, listen to that. Listen to it. Because if you keep running from it or keep telling yourself that now's not the right time, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. Like, it's not going to go away. Whether you decide to put it off for another month or another couple months or another year or another 2 years, it will come back in another month, in another couple months, another year, another 2 years. Why keep procrastinating? You're worth the time and the investment. And if you are not in absolute love and harmony with yourself and your career and where you want to go, it won't just magically appear. It won't. Once you take the time to go within yourself, inside of yourself, and do the interpersonal work that this course provides, that's when the shifts are going to happen. And I found that with the course, it not only forced myself to do it, but also it was time. Like, I felt like it was time. And if you feel like you're at the point where something needs to change, it's time. And answer the call.
Yes. And I also, as you're saying this, I'm just remembering back the first conversations that we had where you were initially like, you know, I just don't think I can swing it right now. And then one day you emailed me and you're like, I'm doing this. And I was like, okay, great, yeah, let's go. But like, it's so, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is, but I think it's just so interesting that you almost didn't do the course. And then here you are, six, seven months later. And I mean, as somebody who's witnessed your journey, it's just, it seems like you are in a very different place. And it's been lovely to see that evolution.
Thank you. Back when I said, I'm not sure if I can do this, it was my resistance to putting it off, to like, you know, I have waited this long. I think I can figure this out on my own. But here's the thing, is it kept coming back. When that is calling to you, when you know that it's time, everything's going to work out. You're going to figure it out. Like, I knew that the universe was telling me that now was the time, because everything fell into place in order for me to do it.
If you are interested in more information about Unblock Your Creative Career, or you listen to that and you're like, wow, I relate to a lot of what they were saying, go check out my website, www.the-energy-studio.com. There is a little link that says work with me. Click Unblock Your Creative Career, and there's a lot more information about the course there and next steps to register for the course. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Energy Studio podcast. If you're interested in other course offerings or some free downloads, check out our free online community. There's a link in the show notes to join. And last, but certainly not least, if you enjoyed the music at the beginning of this episode, check out the album Shadow People by our dear friends over at the Heartstrings Project. It was released back in December of 2020, and Deepak Chopra has already named it one of the top new albums of the year. That's all for now. We'll talk soon.